A bill to award Filipino World War II veterans with the nation's highest civilian honor is one step closer to becoming a reality. The Filipino Veterans Congressional Gold Medal Bill was introduced last year by U.S. Senator Mazie Hirono. It passed unanimously in the Senate in July. It now goes before the House for a vote later today. Hirono says the effort to recognize the group has taken a more urgent tone as the number of surviving veterans gets smaller each year.
So it's long overdue for the Filipino World War II veterans. And it was critical that we do it this year since more of them are passing on.
More than 250,000 Filipinos and Filipino Americans fought for the United States in World War II. According to a federal report, only about 15,000 are left. During the war, Filipinos were promised American citizenship and benefits, but that was later retracted in 1946. It wasn't until 1990 that they were granted citizenship. For Stephanie J. Castillo, a Congressional Gold Medal would honor her late father, Wallace, who was one of 300 Filipino-Americans in Hawaii who fought in World War II.
They struggled so hard for recognitions to be Americans in America. This recognition would mean citizenship is affirmed for many of them. But for us, it's just an honor to know that our dad is remembered in this way.
Ben de Guzman is with the Filipino Veterans Recognition and Education Project. He says the Filipino veterans community has waited more than 70 years to be recognized for their service.
To have the U.S. government make this kind of important symbolic gesture of, you know, that your service mattered, that we as a nation are grateful for it, is really what so many of them are looking for at this point. You know, it's not so much a question of their quality of life, it's the dignity of their life.
If the bill passes the House, it will head to the desk of President Obama. Molly Solomon for HPR News.